You are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place because this is the Willpower Podcast. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. No way. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today, we have an amazing, also faith-based entrepreneur out of the Idaho area, and his name is Joe Moffitt. And guys, Joe is an incredible mindset coach. He's been doing that now for over a decade. But on top of that, he really focuses and helps high performers create financial freedom and lifestyle freedom through his coaching and through various ways such as real estate. So it's such an honor to have him on here with us. So Joe, first and foremost, thank you so much for joining me today.
I appreciate you having me, Will. It's excited to be here.
My pleasure. I love your content. I love how faith-based you are and also just the positive message that you're trying to send out to people, you know, through Instagram, other social media outlets. I think we need a lot more people like you out there doing those kind of things nowadays. So first thing I want to ask you that I kind of ask all my guests is what makes you want to come out on podcasts like these and kind of share your story with people?
I think as we go through and navigate life, I think life's already difficult enough, right? Like there's an adversary trying to come that kills and destroys. And you know, we need to hear other people who are winning in life. And I'm not just saying me or anything like that. I just think we need to hear these God stories on how people are winning in the marketplace to really raise faith that it's possible for you when it's your season of attacks or struggles or whatnot. I think it just helps us, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? And so if you can get a nugget from someone, if you can get some faith breathed into you from listening to someone, and it allows you to win or conquer something that's you're going through in your life, I think that's huge. Because I know over the last, I don't know, I started in personal development when I was 23, I'm 39 now. So yeah. Over the years, I needed people that breathed life into me. I needed to hear their wins so that it gave me faith to keep persevering forward when it seemed dark, challenging, no ways out. So I just enjoy being able to share what I've done and what God's blessed me with and the lifestyle we have and being able to help other people do the same.
Yeah, I love that. Life can really beat down a lot of people. So it's always important to have that positive reinforcement, listening to podcasts like these, like you're talking about, just picking out those little nuggets here and there that you can really take with you in your life, in your current situation. So obviously you're big in the mindset now, you've been big into personal development for literally over 10 years now. So tell me, growing up, were you always into entrepreneurship or is that something you picked up along the way or kind of what was also your first stint in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, growing up, entrepreneurship was not in my deck of cards. Everyone was blue collar worker, struggled at times financially. In fact, I joined the Marine Corps 9 days after graduating high school. I was out to boot camp and my mom was foreclosing on the house because she had to declare bankruptcy. It was challenging. So entrepreneurship wasn't in our blood. However, after doing 5 years in the Marines, traveling all over the world, I met a really good buddy of mine and he got me involved in network marketing. Amway specifically, and that birthed my personal development journey. And I started to learn that a couple things, but the biggest thing that I learned is the more you can help other people succeed, the more you'll succeed. And that was something that stuck with me, and it's actually been the groundwork for my entire career to where we are today. So yeah, entrepreneurship is new. It was birthed when I was 23 when I got out of Marine Corps.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again for your service, obviously being in the Marine Corps. That's awesome. And then you also mentioned that you jumped in network marketing. And I think a lot of people have a weird view of network marketing, right? I also got involved in network marketing. And like you're talking about, personal development is huge, right? And once you join a company like that, especially if you have no background whatsoever, it's like a free business development course. I mean, you just learn so much in it. It's low cost to get into, but you just learn so much and have great mentors that you can really take with you during your life, which is awesome. So I think that's huge. And so at what point did you, you know, so you said you did Amway. So at what point did you decide to leave Amway? Are you still in Amway? Or when did you start doing other personal development stuff, like getting the mindset? I know you mentioned Tony Robbins coaching, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I started just consuming everything that I could, right? And because I just fell in love with it. And I saw it as the more I grew, the more I could help other people grow, the more money I could make. And so at 23, I wasn't as polished as I am today, as you can imagine. You know, young, out in San Diego at 23. And but what was cool is that in Amway, the greatest thing that's ever happened was I went to a conference in Las Vegas, and the multimillionaires were talking about lifestyle and freedom. And then on Saturday night, they said, hey, we're going to start an hour early if you want to know the secret to our success. And I was like, yes, I want to know what's the secret to becoming extremely successful. And so I showed up an hour early, and they were preaching the message of Jesus Christ. And I was just, it all made sense to me. And that's a whole deeper story I could go into, but I was the first one run up there for altar call, and, you know, life changed from that point forward. But as things moved forward, I was in personal development. I was consuming all this, and I spent 5 years in network marketing. I think everyone should do at least a year or two, just so that they can work on their people skills, understand how critical personal development really is. And if you're not into reading books, you can just read the Bible. It's the ultimate personal development book, right? It has everything in there. But as I started to kind of get involved, after about 5 years, I just got tired of babysitting people. You know, I felt like I would pour into people, and then 2 weeks later, they would quit on their dream. And, you know, it got old after a while. And so I was friends with Tony's son, Jarek. We both lived in San Diego. I was at his birthday party, and I met a buddy of his. I was like, what do you do for a living? You know, typical question. And he's like, oh, I'm a coach for Tony Robbins. I said, no way, that's what I want to do. And so he kind of shared with me how he went about it. I got in touch with the right people, did what I had to do, had to think outside of the box to make myself notice. But ultimately, I got accepted, and that's when my professional coaching journey began. And I went back, got my master's degree in performance psychology to help with that. And so, not that I needed it, it's just the Marine Corps paid for it. So,
So why not take advantage of it? Yeah, exactly. That's cool, man. So yeah, I mean, it's an excellent background, and obviously diving into personal development has been huge. So what has been the biggest difference for you, obviously, like before you got into personal development and after you got into personal development? Because I think so many people struggle with that switch, you know, jumping entrepreneurship, jumping into personal development, and kind of changing their mindset, right? So what's been the biggest difference that you could see between your mindset before and after you kind of jumped into personal development?
Yeah, one of the biggest things for me, and for a lot of my clients, I've done 30,000 calls over the last 10 years. So you start to see some patterns in people. But the biggest one is you go, at least for me, you have this victim mentality, right? And I was very much a victim. When things went south, you know, the world was against me. Oh, woe is me. And the truth is, if you want to win in life, especially entrepreneurship, when it's a roller coaster, right? It's, you got to learn to take responsibility for everything, and that no one's coming to save you, and that you're going to have to forge a path, and it's going to be difficult, it's going to be challenging, and there's going to be highs and lows. But I went from being a victim to being a victor, looking at the situations instead of like, why is this happening to me, is how do I overcome this? And when you really can start shifting the questions you ask yourself, the quality of your life changes. And I'll give you a quick example. Mm-hmm. When I met my wife, I was a coach. I could travel anywhere in the world and earn from anywhere in the world. But she was a mobile notary at the time. And she actually left her business in Northern California and started all over in Southern California when she moved down with me. And she started over, and we started asking the question after a while, because we would travel and she couldn't earn. And so we started asking the question, how can we make money anywhere in the world? And ultimately, we discovered that she could become a coach herself. So my wife's also a coach. We get to go all over the world, helping make an impact on people, changing lives, which is awesome. But it wasn't until a few years ago, we realized we were asking the wrong question. And now the question for us is, how do we make an abundance of passive income anywhere in the world? And so we shifted the focus, and it's honestly made a big difference in the direction and the decisions that we make. So yeah, from victim to victor would be the biggest one.
Yeah, that's definitely an important part of that, you know, having that positive outlook on life, that abundance mindset, like you're talking about. and just, you know, realize that life is hard for everyone, right? So like you said, you got to find ways to kind of overcome challenges. Entrepreneurship's not going to be a straight road like you're talking about. So you get a lot of ups and downs, a lot of negativity. You got to learn how to deal with the low moments, the summits, in order to get back to the high moments, right? So that's definitely a very important concept. So it seems to me like you jumped into entrepreneurship and it just sounds like you were successful, like out of the gate. You know, you're doing Amway and then you're doing your personal coaching, right? And your wife also joined your personal coaching. So a lot of people might look in from the outside and like, man, like this is easy. You know what I mean? Like everyone out there's just crushing when they jump into entrepreneurship, but I know that's really not the case. I'm sure that's not the case for you as well, as there's had to be some rocky roads. So what were some of the biggest challenges in order getting your coaching business kind of off the ground and running at a high level early on?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, if you look at Instagram or social media, you're going to see a lot of people's highlight reels. One thing me and my wife like to do, we like to show our highlight reel because it breathes faith into people of what's possible. But we also like to keep it real because we share when things don't go right and challenges arose. I just had a video come out on my YouTube channel about the challenges of our lender. I should have closed on a property a couple weeks ago, and we're finally closing tomorrow. And so we like to keep it real. We don't throw our trash on social media, but we do show, hey, here's the challenge we faced, but here's how we overcame it. Because we never want to give a false illusion of this lifestyle that you can never achieve because it's fake, right? And I think I see a lot of people doing that on social media. So if there's one thing I could share is it's not always true what people are always putting out there. I had a good buddy one time say, he said in a flyby statement, he said, not everybody's got it going on like they say they do. And that shocked me. And then when I started coaching and seeing behind all these successful people's lives, they don't have it going on like they say they do. And that's the gift that I get to see, is the reality of that. But as far as my journey of entrepreneurship, it was struggle. Like when I started network marketing, I was almost $40,000 in credit card debt. I was living in San Diego with less than $2,000 a month. I was living with six other people with the hottest room in the summer, coldest in the winter. At one point, I didn't have a job, and I was eating cheese and ketchup sandwiches to survive. And so I definitely hit a low point. But God always makes a way. And I trusted in him on my journey, and things started. Now, don't get this wrong. Like, there's a point where you got to trust God, but you got to walk out the reality of your situation. And so I didn't go out for years. I had to sacrifice. I didn't go out for years. I had to stay in on Friday, Saturday night, studying my craft to get better so that I can be worth more to the marketplace. And so Tony Robbins doesn't pay much. So, right. But when I got that journey started, after I felt confident that I could help people on my own, that's when I started my own business. And I started off slow. It wasn't like right out of the gates, we were making millions or anything like that. Right. But it was incrementally, we had to start working, getting our name out there, showing people. We work a lot on referrals. So if we don't help people get results, they're not going to refer us. So it took a lot of work and years of putting myself out there. But now we get to live a lifestyle that is actually contrary to most people. I do my client calls on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then I have 5 days off. Now, that doesn't mean I don't do anything. It just means we've created a lifestyle. That's what Master Life by Design is all about, is designing the life that you want. And so it's taken a while, but we're finally here. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're sharing that. And because a lot of young people, I think, look at social media, look at Instagram, including me, and you see all these people and you'd be like, wow, like every one of these entrepreneurs are making millions of dollars every single month, every single year. Right? When you know it's just simply not the case. And it's really misleading because, like you're talking about, even in your story, like it is a grueling time to be an entrepreneur, right? It's going to take years of sacrifice, years of not going out on Fridays and Saturday nights, studying your craft, just like you were talking about. And it's lonely, right? You're not going to have a ton of friends. You're not going to be able to go out on the weekends and socialize with people because you got to be focusing on your craft. And it's an extremely tough process. I think a lot of people miss out on actually how much it's really going to entail to reach success at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like you're eating like bread and ketchup. You know what I mean? Like how many people would actually be willing to do that and still be willing to go out the next day and still focus on their craft, study on their craft, right? Just to get better in entrepreneurship. Like a lot of people just give up in that moment. You know what I mean? So coming out of that, how did you avoid like the burnout, keep a positive mindset, and just kind of keep your energy up, like going through those times?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and look, I'm sure you even experience it while doing this podcast, right? Like there's tons of times and look, you got to know your why, but I had a great mentor. I considered him a mentor. He led my Bible study life group, and I feel like God's called me to the marketplace, you know. And just because God calls you somewhere doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges. I mean, look at King David. He had, you know, adversities, and he was one of the most successful people in history. However, my mentor, I remember one year it was around New Year's. We were at a men's prayer and early in the morning, and we were talking after, and I said, "Hey, what are your goals this year?" And he's like, "I don't have goals." And I was like, "What do you mean you don't have goals?" He goes, "I got giving goals." And that just flipped my mindset 180. I'm like, because if you have a goal to give a certain amount to certain charities and organization, you got to make more, right? And so, because I believe if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. That's why he says he loves a cheerful giver. And so I feel like I'm called to win in the marketplace, and I feel like I'm a cheerful giver. But as I move forward and I look at the challenges and my mindset around it is like, I just want to give to more people. You know, it breaks my heart when I see people who can't afford to do something. Now I don't want to enable them by just giving them money. Sometimes that's the case, you need to, but sometimes, you know, it's around the mindset shifts. And that's why I feel like, I bring a lot to the table. I'm not saying arrogant, but humbly, you know, it's like I tell people all the time, we're giving our children their inheritance. I have two boys that are 5 and 3, and their inheritance is happening right now. It's the way they think. We're teaching them. My son knows what cash flow is. He knows what an asset and a liability is. He knows what a mortgage and interest rate is at 5 years young. And so I'm giving that to them. So my why is the biggest thing, but it started out because I wanted to be rich because I grew up poor. You know, I was like, I tried poor, I want to try rich and see how it is. And then it started to shift to I want to have giving goals, and that still stands today. And now it's I want my boys to see an example of their mom and dad, you know, facing every challenge and every victory and just giving God honor and glory through it all. And as they do, that's what keeps us going, right? Like that, I want to be the example for my boys that I've given goals. And so when times are tough, when things are go wrong, that's what I cling to. So
That is so powerful. And just like you're talking about, I think you had your energy up even those times like you're talking about because you were aligned with God's purpose for you, right? It's just like that metaphor as well in the Bible. I think there's a lot of symbols, a lot of metaphors where it says teach a man how to fish, right? And he can be fed forever. It's the same thing. You're teaching people how to think right. And once they can think right, they can change their life forever. It's like that in itself is a very powerful concept. And so guys, a lot of people out there, following your purpose is gonna help you guys keep your energy up. But on top of that, coffee, right? A lot of people I know definitely drink coffee every single day. Me personally, not a big coffee guy, but I recently came across a product that's a lot healthier than coffee. It can also give you energy like coffee does. It's called Magic Mind. And what this does, it helps you guys increase focus and productivity every single day. One of the main ingredients that it has is called a lion's mane mushroom that also helps you guys reduce anxiety and it supports your guys' cognitive functions. So just realize that I've been taking it now for a week or two and I also feel the difference in my daily life with my energy. You'll get 1 month free once subscribed for 3 months with my link. I'm going to post that link in the comments here of this episode. And also with my code WILLPOWER20, you can get an extra 20% off, which will get you up to 75% off, and that also lasts until the end of January. So take advantage of that for January. Start your week off, start your month off strong. Check out that link in the bio and get your Magic Mind, help you guys increase your productivity every single day. So jumping back into this, Joe, I know you've done so much so far. Obviously, you've done a lot in coaching, and then you said you shifted into passive income. So what made you kind of want to focus more on real estate than what you're just currently doing in coaching? Because I think it's a big shift when entrepreneurs can kind of generate more passive income. There's a reason why a lot of people don't have passive income, right? Because it's a hard thing to get. But once you realize how to get it and the importance of it, it's a really a game changer. So what caused that shift for you and why real estate?
Yeah. Well, first I'll say we call it passive income, but nothing's ever really truly passive, right? It takes work to some degree, regardless you're putting time towards it. I shifted because I just saw the way my family grew up, and if they took time off and they were out of vacation days, they weren't making money. And I never want to have my boys in that position with my wife. And so, and plus we just love to do cool things. I love the experience. We love traveling. We travel all the time. We're going to Maui here in about 2 weeks, and for a week at a resort that we love out there. And when you can, I'll pause and say, we do have passive income in business. We have our coaches that work for us. They go into companies, we create the deals, they do the coaching, and we create passive income that way. And so we have passive income in business, but now we're like, well, that's great, but anyone can turn that switch off at any time. Whereas if you have an asset like real estate, you're more than likely never going to shut that switch off because people need a place to live. Right. And so we shifted to real estate because one, I was coaching a lot of people and they were getting free. Real estate's created more multimillionaires than any other industry out there. And two is there's a physical asset that you actually get to keep. It can appreciate over time. You can depreciate it, but people always need somewhere to live. So when you can be able to have people solve a problem for someone and be able to cash flow on top of that, that's a win. And the passive income, the reason why we focus on that is because we like our lifestyle. We have a certain lifestyle we want, and we have a next level to it. And I think when you have passive income, you have the time and energy to pour into people like on this podcast and be able to help people break free because you don't try to reach the top of the mountain to stand on top of it and glorify yourself. Right, because remember in the scriptures it says it is he who gives you power to get wealth. So you glorify him, but then you turn around and you help others come up. Because I don't know about you, but it's a lot more fun to experience financial freedom with people that you care about and you enjoy being with than yourself. Right. And
100%.
there's always that example in network marketing. Hey, if we gave you a mega yacht with every toy on it, the only stipulation is you can't have anyone on there. Would you take it? And most people, they'll say no, because it's about the true currency in this world. The highest form of currency outside of your health is your relationships. And so if you can really use a measuring stick of life instead of financial, you actually use it as relational, your life changes. And you usually start to feel less guilty. And that's actually when you start to accelerate financially. So it's pretty cool.
That's how you can step into success. And that's very well said. And I completely agree with you, because if you can't bring other people up with you and share your success with other people, then like, what are we doing this for? I mean, the whole point for me of like leveling up, being better so I can help those people around me and also bring them up with me, right? Make everyone's life better. So that's really a good end goal. And like you said, real estate's amazing. God's not making any more land. So it's one of those assets where it's there, it's there. So definitely want to take advantage of that. So talk to me, how scary was that jump into real estate? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you had any background in real estate, right? Just life coaching and stuff like that. So how scary was that jump and like making that first deposit in your first house? You know what I mean? Because that's a big jump. It's a lot of money to invest in something when you're not 100% positive on how it's going to work out.
Yeah, it is. It can be. It's funny because I went from master coach to novice real estate investor, right? And so, but the thing is, it doesn't matter where you start, it matters where you finish, right? And so, just knowing that I'm going through challenges, I feel like I'm an intermediate now. We have a short-term rental in the mountains 2 hours from us. We just bought some land we're going to develop on and create a second home on. We've done hard money lending. We're buying our property, the single family home tomorrow, which I'll write the biggest check of my life of about 150 grand.
Congrats.
So yeah, it can be scary. But you also have to manage your mindset through it all, right? Here's the thing, people usually get consumed with fear. And what I like to do is just walk them down the path of fear and say, well, what if this happens? What if you lost everything? You're just going to sit on the couch and do nothing? They're like, oh no, I'd figure something out. So then you would come back, and you would come back more likely with a vengeance and more wisdom and knowledge than before. So jumping in can be scary, but I always make sure we look at my clients, we always look at how do we mitigate the risk? Like if you're putting your last pennies in and you don't have no reserves and you're one hiccup away from, losing everything, probably not the smartest move to make. So I'm big on mitigating risk and making sure that you're taken care of first. Just like when you're on a plane, you put the oxygen mask on first. I'm a big believer in that. And so I would encourage people, if you're stepping into something new, whether it's real estate or business or whatnot, is make sure you're taken care of first before you go out and play offense. Play defense first, have your savings, have your emergency fund, should I say. Make sure you have a good monthly income. You can cover the mortgage if you're investing in real estate or getting a loan for a business, and then jump in. So that's the way I look at it. Some people, they're like, nope, go all in, you know, and you'll figure it out when your back's against the wall. But my philosophy is a little different.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's all about taking those calculated risks, right? And so we're not saying quit your full-time job, right? If you have no savings and jump into real estate, right? Because it's going to take a while, right? Until you find that first property and actually get income coming in from that property. So it's super important to have that cash flow being steady from your job, right? So keep that job for now, right? And then once you have enough ready for it, then jump into real estate. And eventually your passive income will outgrow your active income. And that's really the end game plan. So,
and look, I will say you can full time. There's different ways. There's creative financing subject to partnering. There's people out there who have money. They just don't have the time to go look for deals, lock on deals, manage the deals. If you're working a job and you can be able to have flexibility to look for deals, lock on deals and manage deals, then partner with someone. Go 50-50. You bring money, I'll bring everything else. We'll split cash flow. And you just do that a few times on some good deals and all of a sudden you're winning. So
yeah. What's your real estate strategy? Are you just doing single family homes, multifamily, or what's your strategy on that?
So I've been really pushing towards real estate the last couple of years, and my wife is down, but I wanted her to be excited about it. And I'm in a mastermind called GoBundance, and a lot of seven figure real estate investors and business owners. And I met a guy, I interviewed him on my show, and he was talking about a process called co-living. And he talks about how he takes, you know, just a traditional single family home. He has an entire formula on it, but you actually add more bedrooms and maybe even an extra bathroom. And now you rent out by the room. Now it's way more detailed in that. There's an entire process, but his success over the last 13 years has been huge. And he's got 20 properties, at least when we interviewed, he did 20 properties. He has 90,000 a month coming in gross, and he nets 40K a month. So passive income of 40K. That got my wife fired up. She's like, I want to do
it. I hope so, yeah.
So we struck a deal where we bring mindset coaching into his community to help people overcome their fears. Yeah. And then we had access to it. And so now we're closing on a 5-2. We're turning it into an 8-3. And once we get it fully locked and loaded with the tenants, the eight tenants paying our average price point, we should cash flow about $4,000 a month. So I like to say co-livings, purchasing single family homes with multifamily returns. So,
and that's awesome. And $4,000 cash flow for one property, right? And the best part about this, that's 1099 income, right? So you can write off a lot of expenses with that income coming, which is the best part about it. And a lot of people don't realize, like, that's a job for most people. If you can make $4,000 a month, that's literally a job, and replace that 9-to-5 with having this one property, like, that changes everything, right? And I thought you were saying it's so powerful once people kind of grasp it and kind of understand it at a higher level. So before we run out of time, I just got one more question for you. Obviously, you know, looking back in life, you've been super, super successful. You had a rough start, right, with the cards you were dealt, but obviously you've, you know, managed your way through it, coaching, real estate, all stuff now. But if looking back, like when you're 8, 10 years old, like, your life now, is that exactly what you imagined to be? Or is this something just like your wildest dream kind of thing?
Nah, I think, you know, I think I had a plan. I definitely had a plan to be an NBA superstar, but being 5'10 white, I'm not a big vertical, you know, kind of limited there.
Yeah.
But then I thought I was just going to be a police officer because that's what a lot of my family was involved in. But I just knew I needed to get out. I felt like God put something on my heart to get out there. And so I joined the Marine Corps during, you know, right when the war kicked off and the Iraqi war, and found myself over there in 2007, 2008. But I never thought it would go this way. But, you know, at the same time, I was open to whatever God had for me. I didn't know God intimately until about I was 23. But he, you know, what's so great was I was lost, but man, he leaves the 99 to find the one. And I can definitely say he came and seeked me. And once I understood how good God was and I was just like, whatever your path is. Now, don't get me wrong, I tried to force my paths, you know, but God closed one door to open up something, another door that's greater. And coaching's been that for the last decade, which is awesome. But now I feel like real estate and business is where God's calling me to, and helping people do the same. And so that's where I'm at. And if he calls me somewhere else, you know, I'll go there. But I'll say this, the biggest thing is, and if many of you don't know this, is the spirit of mammon had me. Like, money was my master, and I had to break free from that and really go to work on that, because you can only serve one master, and that's Jesus, right? And so as I trusted him and stopped focusing on the money, it just seems like more success comes. I have to do the work, but ultimately it seems like more comes pouring in. So Jesus isn't a magic genie. He's not an ATM machine. But when your heart's postured right and you're open to do his will, you know, bam. So I never thought I'd be on this path, but here I am, and I'm just running with it. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking at you, I think God definitely made the right person wealthy, you know, because you're helping so many people and you're doing it for the right reasons. And I think real quick, I think a lot of people, they see entrepreneurship as like the flashy lifestyle, and that's why they want to get into it, right? For the women, for the money, for the flashy car. But that's really not it at all. Like, what you want to have with your money, like what you want to do is, like you said, be successful and be it for the right reasons. Like, you don't need a $10,000 chain. You don't need a $200,000 watch. You know what I mean? Make passive income and be out there, help people out with it. That's what it's about.
I'll throw this out there. When I first got started in Amway, the reason why I got in, and if I can be totally transparent, like, my motto was, I just want to get paid and get laid. And like, I thought I'd be bottle service at the clubs in San Diego, balling it up. And I had to have some really good mentors help me. And so they did. And now it's, you know, now as I get older, I look and say, you know what, it's not about the flashy things. The things are cool, but what's the best is experiences and who's with you in those experiences. So you might start out that way and it might call you in, but I promise you, if you start looking at the relationships you have and the cool experiences you can create, that's where we spend our money. I could go buy a Lambo if I want, you know, that would be dumb to do financially, but I could, you know, it's what, they're like $3,000 a month. But instead, like, I'd rather take my family to Maui to an epic resort that, you know, really costs like $2,000 a night. And we get to have that experience. We get to carry that memory with us the rest of our lives. So, anyway, I'm going to go on a tangent if I go on that. So.
No, yeah, that's very well said. There's just bigger things and better things to have to do and have with your money. Like you said, experiences trump everything, right? Because that's something you can take with you forever. So it was awesome having you on here, Joe. And before we head off, is there anything else that you'd like to say? And if people want to reach out to you and find you, how can they go about doing that?
Ooh, one last thing I would say. Don't quit. You can't lose if you don't ever quit. And I teach my boys, I always, when they fall down and they get hurt, I always ask them, when we fall down, what do? And they say, get back up. And that's my, I guess what I'll say to your audience is, like, you're going to fall down. Just make sure you get back up, because it's easy to lay down because it's tough. But the ones who keep continuing persevering are the ones who usually win. And I'll leave you with this question that my pastor always asks us when it comes to the marketplace. And that is, who's on the other side of you winning? And when you can think about that during the tough times, it just gives you the fuel to get back up and keep moving forward. So as far as how people can reach me, you can check me out on social media, Instagram, The Joe Moffitt. You can reach out there. We also have a YouTube channel, Master Life by Design, or you can go on our website, masterlifebydesign.com, and email us that way. So that's it.
Awesome. All right, guys, there you have it. Joe Moffitt, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.